So I am unfamiliar with your current show. I wish I had more time to watch more, but I just my new work schedule ruins all of it.
Us? Are you talking to me?
Yeah, just in general, I don't know anything about what's going on right now.
We do. Well, are you asking about my? Are you asking me about my show, Mercs of Mischief, or are you asking the hosts here about the show we're playing tonight?
Oh, I didn't know that you were from a different show.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We invite all kinds here. Everybody's welcome to play. But no, we're D&D and Big D. We're like a play and review crew.
Oh.
And so we'll play through, and it's we just do the audio. We don't normally do video. We play loose and fun. We don't try to hold people exactly strictly to every single rule all of the time. If it sounds good and it is fun, then we'll probably let it happen.
The rule of fun.
Yes, that's what we want. We don't want to give away everything in every module that we play so that it encourages people to go out there and buy the content. So we'll breeze through some things, and we won't give away all the answers to all the puzzles. And mainly fun. We banter, a lot of bantering back and forth. Yeah, that's what we do. I don't know where the Dungeon Master went. He's on mute.
Oh, son of a bitch. I forgot I muted my mic. My bad.
No, it was kind of nice.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, man, you have that radio voice. It's just so calming and soothing.
It was peaceful when you were muted.
And now here's Sean with the weather.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. We're doing like one-off adventures, but this is like a continuing campaign.
Oh, okay. So like if we get somebody killed, there's consequences?
No, not really. You just roll up another character sheet while we're bullshitting, and then we continue. Yeah. Dungeon Meister Z here, and I say Meister because I'm nobody's master. And Alex nailed it spot on. Yeah. So just a real quick recap. Isulcor, go for it.
Throwing you under the bus.
Yeah.
Our boat is broken, and we are on our way to the goblin village that we discovered and charted earlier and made friends with to repair our boat. Our boat is damaged because we got attacked by merfolk or...
Sackwagon.
Yeah, so...
Sackwagons.
Yeah. We got attacked by some sackwagons. And that's where we are. And the boat, I think, is still taking on water.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to kick it up and speed a little bit so we don't take on as much water.
Okay, roll a d20.
Mm-hmm. Nat 20.
So you know you have 20 feet worth of water in there.
Excellent.
Cool. Maybe we
should roll. Wait, that's not drinking water, is it?
That's, no.
How big is this boat?
It's a big boat.
That's right, a big boat.
Okay. Are we talking feet or like height? Because we might be underwater.
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Well, I think we got it patched up. We're just, for the most part, I think we just need to do some bailing at this point. So if I can help out with that, see if we can get that water level any lower.
I don't know anything about farming.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. You need a sort of check for that thing?
Go for it. Let's. What do you want to roll?
I don't know. Let's go with the athletics, I think, because I got a good bonus for that. That's an 18. 18 altogether.
All right. Want to describe your action in full detail there?
I mean, basically, I just find it like the largest water holding vessel. You know, if there's like an empty keg or a barrel or something, because I think I can hoist that about half full at least. So, you know, I'm just going to be running down below decks and scooping up the water and, you know, getting up to the top and tossing it over the side. I mean, I can do like repetitive labor. That's about all I know on a boat.
All right. In that case, I don't want to do this. Roll a constitution save throw.
Alrighty.
Oh, you're going to get dysentery.
19. I got my good dice out tonight. I got my metal dice.
Oh, man.
Fucking up my table real bad, but rolling awesome.
Great. With a 19, that yes, you're able to sustain all the bacteria in that water that you're standing in your feet there. And, oh, here's a fun fact.
That's good, because I'm barefoot.
Isulcor.
Yes.
Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably fine.
Actually, it is pretty fine. It's 22.
22. Okay. With a 22, you're feeling sluggish.
Oh, tell me Kevin is a slug.
You can become a pile of slugs.
Okay. Yeah. No. You're feeling a little sluggish. You're able to shake it off a little bit, but you are feeling a bit sluggish, and now your permanent hit points has been reduced by 2.
Kevin, you are so gonna die.
Oh yeah, didn't you guys catch some diseases?
Yeah,
I got a parasite. His name is Kevin,
and yeah, he's an asshole. My mind is rid of complex thoughts, so I actually feel better than ever.
Okay, you know what? Also, Izzelcore, run me a medicine check.
Okay, medicine. Oh, thank God. I forgot I made the medic. That is a dirty 20.
With a dirty 20, you can definitely tell it's not Kevin.
I use my action to apologize to Kevin.
I'm sorry, man. I shouldn't have lashed out like that.
I didn't mean it.
It's like, Kevin, shit's complicated, man.
Wow. You're a good parasite.
I would make this 2 work. Arrows into the puddle of water and then shrug.
Okay, well, and
shit, listen, I'm out of ideas.
With that same roll, check your pocket.
My pocket?
Yeah.
Is that code?
No. You check your pocket and you see one of the shadow tars has started disintegrating, as in like it mixed in with the water and it got on your skin.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
I mean, hey, our boat ride is about to get real interesting, guys.
Oh, packed your bags, son.
On a trip.
This is bat country now.
And so, who's piloting?
I am. Thaleon is.
All right, Thaleon, roll me another navigation check.
Yeah, I can do that. That is... Hold on. I'm in the wrong screen. It's not even a thing.
It's all messed up.
It's not even a thing. Would that be like a...
Can I back him up?
I got an 11 total.
Izzelcore, you're backing him up?
As cartographer, yes. Show him a map.
As the high-ass cartographer.
Okay, in that case... Let's see, Thaleon, roll me at disadvantage.
Ooh, okay. All right, 11 it is.
11. You hear explosions. And when you hear all the explosions, you slow the craft down. And you notice maybe about a half a day's journey up the river, you see smoke coming off the horizon. But because you stopped, the boat is now taking on a bit more water.
Did anybody else hear the explosions?
I would say yes.
Hey, what the hell, man? Why did we stop? I'm trying to get the water out of here.
Oh, I heard explosions. I speed it back up.
All right.
Are we going to the explosions?
It sounds pretty cool, so.
I mean, yeah, all right.
Explosions, don't we have to go away from explosions?
We're in the army now.
Not if you want to see what's exploding.
Makes a good point.
Question okay. For the DM.
Yeah.
Is it morning?
It is not morning.
It is not morning. Okay, well, there goes my one-liner.
Yeah.
Well,
shit. I'm sorry. You still get credit for it.
Okay, cartographer, roll me a. Let's see. You know what? Let's do a history check.
Oh, okay. That is going to be
at disadvantage.
A solid. Shit. You mean you want it to be worse than an 8?
Yes.
I heard sausage.
That's an 8.
With an 8, you can kind of tell it's in the vicinity of, like, in the direction of Mugdor.
No!
And that's about all you can tell.
Okay.
Mugdor is the goblin village. The one we're trying to get to fix the Kraken, which is...
We must go. My subjects need me.
Well, we better go fix it. The boat's cracking up.
I get it. get it. The name of the boat is Kraken, and it's cracking up.
What I did there. Look, I live in the mountains by myself.
Take what jokes
go to
I can
that do. Corner.
Hey guys, if you want 6 hours of that every week, check out the Mercenaries.
I'm that playing a character, one. Jonathan.
Are you really?
I didn't realize you guys were so easily entertained.
All right, so with that, let's go with short range. Roll me a D10.
Absolutely. Hang on, let me find them. There we go. Old gray D10. That is an 8, sir.
Okay.
But this, you're not rolling your safety dice, are you?
What? No, look, I've got a bin full of them, and I selected
them. You save those for DMing.
It's all cool. What do we get eight of? Hugs? I hope it's hugs.
Kicks to the groin.
Funny you mention hugs. All of a sudden you see eight tentacles coming out of the water.
Oh, shit.
And they latch onto the patrol boat.
Oh, boy.
Someone else's patrol boat? Glad we're not those guys.
That's a legit question.
Yeah, I mean, if it was our boat, he'd call it by its
name. Yeah, like, I mean, seriously.
There's another boat that rocks up and it's got Martin Sheen on it.
It's got Martin Sheen on it. It's rolling by and both of you stand up. I love you in Wall Street.
Yeah.
I love that joke so much.
All right, so let's see. We're going to need some fancy schmancy driving here, so Phaleon, take it away.
All right. Try to dislodge the boat. I got a 17.
With a 17, you're able to dislodge the boat, but you lose the harpoon in the front, and that cracks all the way down onto the keel, and the boat begins to sink.
Than it was before.
Much more, yes.
Additional sinking.
Okay.
Which way is the closest shore? Sorry, sorry to cut you off.
I know,
yeah, no worries. It's on the port side. You're maybe about 30 feet away.
Which side of the shore is Mugdor on?
Port side.
Okay, let's do it. We're taking the Kraken into shore before she cracks up.
Hey. That is now the episode.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to ride this joke into the ground.
Everyone busts a gut over that one. Fuck.
While this is happening, Magnus joins in on like trying to scoop the water out, but he's like getting seasick in the process. So there's just this towering half-orc barbarian who's like making gagging sounds as he's stumbling around the boat.
Are these tentacles still on us?
Yes. Not on you, on the boat.
Okay, yes. Well, I have arrows for them. May I shoot arrows?
You may.
All right, I'm going to shoot arrows at them. Ha-ha! Right. That is a one. it is also plus eight, I will say, but it is a nat one. Okay. Never mind then.
With a nat one, you puncture a hole and the boat sinks even faster.
Oh, shit.
I think with my next run, a barrel full of water to toss over, I see that there are tentacles of literal Kraken on the Kraken. And so I think at this point, I run over to a tentacle that looks like it's kind of flailing around for purchase. And if I can, just kind of take the barrel or, you know, whatever I'm using there and shove it into the tentacle, hoping it'll reflexively, like, grab onto that instead of the boat. And, bust out the axe. Because I've been looking for another opportunity to use this axe, brother. I'm going to take a big old swing at a tentacle if I can.
Okay. How about an animal handling check to get him to entice him?
Oh, that's not going to be good.
Oh, wait.
That's an 11?
You know what? Maybe I should roll for the animal.
Maybe.
How much intelligence is in that tentacle?
Well, it's attached to something. Like, it's not just
something with a brain. So, yeah.
But if it's an octopus, each one has its own brain.
Does it?
Correct. They do each act independently of the central body.
Well, it's part of their nervous system. Wait, so what? If you hit one tentacle, maybe all the other ones would feel it.
It's called a radial nervous system.
Maybe they'd all come my way, and then I can axe everyone.
All right. So the giant octopus tentacle rolled a 14.
Well, shit.
And its intelligence is -3, so that's an 11. Meets it, beats it.
Oh.
Dope.
And that's how that works, kids. Math.
Math.
All right, so it latches onto the barrel.
Ooh, can I chop at it?
Roll it.
That is going to be a 23.
That misses.
Oh, shit, that ain't good.
No, totally kidding. You hit it, yeah.
I'm done.
You had me. You had me for a second.
Okay. Pause for effect.
Right. That'll do a good old 8 damage.
The tentacle reels back, taking the barrel with it.
Wait, what barrel was it?
I shoved a barrel into its hands.
What was it?
Tentacle.
It could have been the good beer.
rations. All but rations.
Whatever was in it, I dumped out to use it as a bailing bucket. So
that's true.
That stuff's in the contaminated water anyway. Sorry, guys. I need a bucket. I don't know.
Yeah, it was all the health potions you got from the medic.
It was. What's the most important thing on board? That's the bucket I grabbed.
Well, we lost a lot of rations last time, but then we got these delicious fish people.
We got these fish people. I got to say, not bad.
Tasty fish people.
Okay, we're going to speed things across real quick now. And the boat has stopped and is now sinking.
Is it anywhere close to shore?
Yeah, y'all are still, 30 feet away, right?
No one's left
the ship?
I can swim that.
Oh, I thought you said that I rolled good enough to break free and that we were... I started steering towards shore.
Nope. Yeah.
Nope.
Huh. Weird. I misheard it then.
Guys, I'll hold them up. I'll track them over to this side of the boat. Y'all jump off the other side and make a swim for it.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to go.
Just leave.
And actually, this time I'll hold up one of the fish people corpses because it's a little closer to what they would expect to find there.
Okay.
Are they intelligent enough to figure that shit out?
don't test it too hard.
Let's find out.
What now, Mr. Puss?
It's highly intelligent with that one.
Yep.
Yeah, that time it was a 17 minus 3 is 14. It takes the offering.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm also just kind of feeding it, I guess, too. Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, it's working.
It's
just going after the boat. It's not going after anybody, just the boat.
You know what am I going to do? I am going to dive into the water, and I'm going to use my incredible ranger animal handling skills to comfort this poor creature and tell it that we are not a tasty snack. And in fact, there are delicious fish people, some of them even dead, laying in the water just a few miles back.
Something that squirms, maybe.
Well, I mean, if you shake them, they'll squirm, maybe. Some of them are wounded. Oh. Look.
Just dangle it in front of them, man.
Yeah, it'll be fine. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to use my ranger skill with animal handling, of which I have +2.
Your first mistake was assuming it's trying to eat you.
And that is a 14. So I use my 14 animal handling to attempt to commune with this creature to get it to stop trying to kill us.
Well, the animal rolled a 4.
So we're friends now.
With a -3 intelligence, yes. It says, oh, okay, no problem. I'm really liking this strange contraption here. I'm just going to take it underwater, turn it into a submarine.
Well,
and as soon as it says that, the boat is now underwater.
But no, it doesn't do that.
It does now.
It's not supposed to.
I guess once it's underwater, I'm just going to tread water and make for shore with the rest of me.
You're being a real dick right now, Mr. Hot.
You're the worst friend ever.
And so while all this is happening, my Shadow Tar stoned ass is going to be like, shit, the cops. And then I'm going to use my swimming speed of 30 and I'm going to go to shore.
Brr.
Thaleon's going to use his misty step and teleport to shore.
Oh, I'm just going to swim.
I guess I will also swim.
Yeah, right. Merlina is just going to swim.
Magnus also does so, but like vomits in the process.
Don't swallow the water.
I told you gotta cook those fish people, man. You can't just go at it like it's not sashimi.
I could go for some sashimis right now.
Speaking of fish people.
All right. You're on shore. Everyone's soaking wet. And one of you is high.
Luke's got a...
Who's high? You're not sharing?
Oh, wait a minute. I do have to have a disclaimer here. Under no circumstances did Christian Eichhorn have any kind of substance or any kind of drug, anything in this. This is my own spin on the adventure to make it more interesting.
That's actually good to mention because there'd be some people very disappointed.
Yeah.
Looking for a psychedelic trip and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm adding the drug content myself.
Reminds me when I played Only War.
No, I think we should head. I think we should head on foot to the Goblin Village.
Do we know how far away is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Funny story. The person who makes our maps right now is high. So
our cartographer is high.
Yeah. Not on purpose.
Do 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 do.
Okay, well, what? Who here knows how to read maps then? Because
Get it all out, brother. I'll be good.
I don't have a map reading skill, but I'm pretty good at survival. Could I perhaps use my survival abilities to maybe look for tracks that might lead to a civilization or some kind of settlement that has people going out into the woods and then coming back?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
All right, here goes my survival skill. That is a 3. That is my second one today. I get more lost.
Wait, man, you're breaking through. Did you say 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 23. Like 23.
Yeah, I heard with my damn, this bad audio, man. Jeez.
Yeah, I got a fan on.
Yeah, it keeps crackling.
The audio gets better, huh?
We got it right.
The audio did, but not the internet.
I think this is a great point to mention that, like, if you're out there and you're a high-level management or marketing person at a company that does teleconferencing, you should really sponsor D&D and Big D. Yeah. Because it would just, you'd have so many appreciative fans that would come out and purchase your product.
And they would all be doing the thing.
Yeah. And characters would die more often, which is exciting.
Yeah.
We get to that part.
Yeah. This episode ain't over yet.
I know. We haven't had a death yet.
Today.
Stop looking at me. Stop looking at me!
Okay, so the explosions that we heard before your octopus friend tore our submarine apart, our ship apart.
So submarine now.
Yeah, submarine now. That was where the village was, where the explosions were coming from. So kind of a multi-prong thing. We should head over there to make sure that they're okay, and it's also a good place to get some help.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I just didn't know if we should, like, stop and, you know, eat and drive for clothes and shit. It's going to be like a day.
Maybe they got a boat.
They might not have a boat. They have elevators.
I mean, well, you know, we heard the explosion, so yeah, it's probably pretty... Let's just go.
I'm not opposed to stopping for rest.
Unnecessarily contradictory. Let's just do it.
No, I'm not opposed to stopping for a rest.
I mean, I don't know. How's everyone feeling? Because, like, hey, I'm ready to rock, all right?
I am not under arrest.
And he just died out.
There's our dad.
He says, I'm not under arrest, and he cuts off.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way that, you know.
Thanks, FBI.
I don't think you're the one who gets to decide whether or not you're under arrest.
Well, no, that attitude.
Not traditionally. So are we going to Explosion Town? Let's go to Explosion Town.
Let's go to Explosion Town.
Everyone going to Explosion Town?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Explosion Town.
Underlings need me.
Okay.
Population us and some explosions.
Might find some cool stuff.
So as you're walking closer and closer, everyone does smell burning wood. You do feel heat. You do see ash in the air. As you approach Mugdor, or what's left of it, you see like fires everywhere. You see the homes are all, if not ablaze, they've already like burned out. You see the treetops up there where all the homes that were up high, all of those are just incinerated. Piles of ash and just, you know, burned lumber everywhere. You see bodies of goblins littered everywhere. And let's see, Izalcor.
Yeah.
Quick perception.
Okay. That is going to be a... Okay.
I'm going to keep doing that, dude, till you get it.
That is going to be a 16.
With a 16, you notice your disciples, a lot of their little items scattered everywhere, and blood splattered everywhere as well.
Thank you.
Little items. They had something more than fish guts.
No. Your disciples were children.
I told them
that you were tame and that they could pet you. And then I told you that they thought that you were a deity. I was playing a joke, but it's not really funny anymore.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you see like little toys, little trinkets that they would have on them that you recognize from before. Roll me a 2d10s.
Oh, no.
What is this all about?
And Thaleon, you as well.
2d10s?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want percentile or just 2d10s?
Percentile.
Okay. 69. It's not funny right now, though.
That's a very high number.
That was the best delivery I've heard.
I think that's fun. I got a 3, and then I got 49.
43 and then 49?
Mm-hmm. What?
How's that funny?
I don't know.
How's that possible?
No, you don't roll a disadvantage for this.
Yeah, he rolled it anyways.
You asked me to roll 2d10s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got a 3, and then I got a 49 for my 2d10s. For my 2 rolls.
You rolled a 49 on 1d10?
How does that... What are you...
That's an amazing d10.
It is, I know.
This one goes to 50.
I have more questions.
This is from Fantasy World.
So every okay. die is a d10 if you're blind enough.
So then we're going to go with the 49. All right, so then
it's canon now.
It is now. Okay, so Thalion.
Yeah.
You begin to hallucinate seeing those kids running around playing little practical jokes on Izzelcore. You have short-term madness, and for the next, let me see here. Ooh, for the next 10 minutes, you're hallucinating seeing those kids running around. And so now you have disadvantage on all your ability checks.
Man, that's not cool.
And Izzelcore, you, on the other hand, you begin to babble, and you're incapable of normal speech or spell casting for the next 6 minutes. All right. So, Merlina, Agnes, Short Range, and Trafer, all of a sudden, y'all begin to hear something in the air.
Do we perhaps...
I can feel it.
Do we hear it calling? In the air
tonight. Oh, Lord.
Do you guys hear that? It's like some bars jammed out.
Sounds like an orchestral soundtrack.
Slow and epic and doomy in my head.
It's kind of like... Kind of like a horn.
I literally can't hear a thing.
So people are trying to work out here. Maybe turn your music down.
There's a bard festival going on around here.
What is that?
So blasting through the air, you see all these ornithopters blazing through. And then on one of them, you see that they're hauling a patrol boat that looks identical to the Kraken.
Oh, shit.
And riding on top of that boat on the bow is a strange character. You're not really sure what he's about. Tyler, would you like to describe your character?
Sure. So standing at roughly about 8 feet tall, bluish skin, large tusked orc stands with no armor but a fur pelt that goes along the backside, two large whips in both of his hands, and is just standing there in a stoic position.
How convenient!
Do a backflip!
Oh damn, check out the flying machines, man.
I kind of slap Draper on the shoulder, and Magnus just says, oh, look at that, it's like if two of us were one.
I mean, are you coming on to me? Not that I'm like counting out, I'm just like trying to clarify what are we doing here?
Well, maybe we should have this conversation in private then.
Oh, hey. All right.
All right, so then...
There was all this time.
Beast and the Beast.
Nice. That is now canon. Beast and the Beast. That's the name of the episode. Excellent. All right, so then the boat is lightly plucked down onto the water. And you're... I'm sorry, Tyler, your character's name is C and B?
It's abbreviated. His name is Crack and Boom.
Crack and Boom.
That's,
you know, in Texas, that is allowed. All right, Crack and Boom. All right, so then Crack and Boom goes up to Magnus because Izzelcore is out of sorts, Thalion is out of sorts, Merlina is still trying to get her bearings from, how did I end up on the boat with these ass hats?
They just probably set me on there in the middle of the night while everyone was sleeping and been like, goodbye.
She was in that barrel I was using to bail out the...
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, you flipped it upside down and I fell out. Yeah.
Dumbledore. He saved your life.
Oh, jeez.
All right. So then Crack and Boom hands over an envelope to Magnus. Magnus, you open it up, and you actually see that it's from Leica, the armory officer. And briefly, all right, you got a new recruit. You got a new boat. You're welcome.
Oh, good. We needed both of those things.
Oh, wow. Mail. I love these.
Hey, anyone think it's weird that, like, they knew our other boat was broken?
Purely coincidental.
World.
I don't want to be that guy, but that boat was broke when we left. What?
The conspiracy thickens.
I'll go ahead and extend a hearty traditional orcish greeting to Kraken Boom.
Let's hear it.
Hope. So basically, there's a gesture. It involves like putting your hand on your chest and then quickly like turning it into a fist that goes outwards, and then I punch him directly in the fist and go.
I reciprocate.
No, yeah. Hell yeah. Dude, good to see you, man. You remind me of my mom.
We'll never do that again.
Sorry, I've been away for a while.
All right, and Magnus, do me a quick perception check.
Yeah, sure. That's great, not terrible. So that with my modifier, that's 11.
With an 11, that's actually pretty good. You hear some crackling coming from your pocket.
Oh, well, I wonder what else is in here. Did those goblins give me something else other than fish guts? What is this? I rummage through my pockets.
And you find the sending stone, and you hear it say, "Hello there. Can you hear me? Hello?"
You guys, there's a tiny man in this thing. Come here.
And
Lord.
Yeah, you see this. You grab this stone, and you hear the sound coming out of it. Hello. Hello, this is Major Blunt. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi, Major Blunt. It's so wonderful to hear you again. How did you get inside this thing? Oh, yes, the sending stones, yes. How are you?
Well, shit is starting to hit the fan over here. We heard a lot of commotion going on over there. We were doing some routes with Mugdor there, and last communication is they were under attack. How are you holding up?
They're not under attack anymore.
The situation is quite more calmer now. The very hot as everything's kind of burnt to the ground. Yes, there's nothing else to report. Everything's destroyed here.
Have you reached your next destination?
I kind of put one hand over the ear and turn to the rest of the group and just like, okay, this is the next destination, right?
No, I think it's somewhere else.
Gal, burst a bit.
I like kind of hold my hands out towards short range, like you would kind of hand a phone to someone you don't want to talk to.
Sure. Just pick it up. Hi, this is short range. How's it going? How are you? What's up?
Have you reached Davin's post yet?
No.
What is your current position?
We're standing in a village. It's all burnt down. The ruins formerly known as Mugdor, I guess, is the current position.
What happened in Mugdor? Did it get wiped out? Are there any survivors?
I mean, we could check.
Yeah, upon hearing that, are there any survivors?
Everybody starts scrambling.
Oh, God damn it. We're supposed to be heroes. Hold on.
Hold, please.
Everybody's scrambling real quick. Shit, look for someone, anything.
Marlena goes off to check for any survivors.
While Marlena is doing that, Magnus also goes to look for that hunter goblin that befriended on the previous visit.
I'll stay by the sending stone.
I just rolled a 14 on perception. Are there any survivors?
With a 14, you do notice one building towards the back. It's still standing. It's like a small shack is what it looks like.
You have one building as a survivor.
and literally, it's like maybe a 6-foot by 6-foot shack.
I'll kind of gesture over to Crack and Boom. I mean, think we should check that one out?
Are we sure there's anything even worth looking for?
Yeah, one more way to find out.
I'll follow behind you.
Yeah, so we'll go over
Marlena
and check
goes
out
goes with them.
Okay. Oh, hey, yeah, come along, make sure we don't die.
I continue to hold. So how are things with you? Like, I mean, you know, how's life treating you?
Things are getting kind of hairy over here. I don't know if you heard, but there has been an increase in some
some meddling going up and down the river. Watch out for any enemies out there. I'm not sure what you're looking for, but they're out there. Charlie's everywhere.
Been hairier since that third orc showed up. You know what I'm talking about. All right. So what do they find?
What do they find? I'm trying to stall too. All right, Kraken Boom, perception check.
Okay. Oh, first roll. Dirty 20.
With a dirty 20, you've had some good walkabouts in your time. You know what a goblin storage shack looks like, and this is it. You know that the actual storage is below ground. So, you know, if you open this up, you might end up seeing stairs leads down into a lower area. What do you want to do?
Just look under there. Maybe someone took cover.
Yeah, that's where I'd probably hide if it was blowing up and burning.
I don't think we would fit, mostly.
Yeah, we got one in this situation. What is Marlena? What like size?
I'm a dwarf. Thing? Yeah, I'll go.
Yes, I think we both just kind of like side eye Marlena.
Yeah, one of us needs to go down there.
Okay.
Shit, we're shorty.
Well, I'm on the phone.
So Marlena goes in to investigate.
All right. So you go to investigate. You open the door, and you see several steps leading down, and you see several goblins, quite a few of the tribals there. You have a clear view of all the way in the back. On the floor is this older goblin lady, and I'm just going to cut right to the chase. This is Leernlin, and she is unconscious. She's on the ground down there on the floor. You do see a couple of goblins surrounding her, holding up little makeshift spears aimed at the both of you, or at all of you, I should say. And as soon as they see Thalion and Izalcor, they look at you, and they just start crying out, "They took the children! Oh dear, they took the children! Please, please help! They took the children!"
This is the shaman. Where did they take them? Who took them?
They were monsters. They were monsters. They came down the river and then just ransacked everything and just turned around and bailed out. It was just a giant raid. It was a mess. It was a mess. Many of us were killed. We were able to sneak in the shaman here. We rescued her.
Can you guys come with us? We can help you.
No. We got to stay here with her. We must stay here.
And at least give us a direction that we can follow.
We can't. We don't know. We grabbed the shaman and we brought her down here for safety.
Well, hey, if you could describe about how big these things were and like what their feet look like, short range is pretty good at tracking things down.
And so they point at Magnus, they point at Kraken Boom, and they point at Trafer.
Oh, all right. So yeah, they kind of look like us. I got the tusks and shit. All right. Hey, short range. You think you can track a party of orc raiders?
Oh, I could track a party of orc raiders. Don't you worry.
Just visibly getting more upset.
I know how to track orcs. I used to do it all the time in my mountain home where I lived by myself. Hey, Commander. Or, sorry, I forgot your rank.
That's Major, boy.
Major. Sorry, Major. Major. Major Blunt. They found there's like some little goblins and like an old one, and they said that some other goblins were taken away by some orcs.
Children. They took their children.
The children were taken away by some orcs. Which I mean, that checks out. Sounds like orc behavior to me. I guess we're gonna go hunt down the orcs now.
Could you rephrase the bad news to make it sound like it's good?
We found the raiders and we're in pursuit.
All right, carry on. Report back as soon as you get in hotel.
Got it. Roger out.
Excellent.
And then he like drops the rock on the ground and like nailed it.
Oh, best episode ever. Goodness.
And very cautiously, I pick the sending stone up once I'm convinced the conversation's over. And like Magnus is just kind of hovering around it. Like, it's like he's kind of ready to take the idol at the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. He's waiting to make sure that silence lasts, and then he picks it up and pockets it as fast as he can.
Okay, so y'all got your next orders. What do you want to do?
Are any of the goblins hurt? Do they need any assistance before we go hunting?
Fast forward, we'll say yes and or no, and they're healed and they're good to go.
Perfect.
Okay.
Can I look for some orcish tracks, possibly some damaged weaponry that might have been used?
If I may, I have advantage on survival checks against my favorite enemies of orcs.
I knew you were being weird this whole time.
By all means, go ahead.
Of course he hates
it. Wait a minute. Wasn't it Sakwagon last time?
And it, well, look, it's
orcs, trees,
lizard folk, and goblins. And no, I did specifically use my natural... I used another ability where I could, like... Oh, yeah, primeval awareness where I could like see if there were like celestials or undead around. This is something else. This is natural. This is my favorite enemies, which are orcs.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say it was giant octopuses like 30 minutes ago? Dude? No. Wait,
that was animal handling. That was
you can have like, more than one favorite. Okay.
Okay.
Three favorites. Right.
Welcome to Retcon and Big D.
All right, so first roll is a 14 plus 2, and second roll is a 15 plus 2. So I will take that 17 to track me some orcs, sir.
Okay, with a combined effort, yeah, y'all can definitely tell that there are orc tracks everywhere, some broken orc weaponry here and there, even a couple of orc corpses.
Do I know which way they went?
Towards the water.
Are there any specific markings on the bodies to signify like which tribe of orcs they might be?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Roll history.
Oh. 12.
Damn. Okay, with a 12.
Oh, no motherfucker.
All right, here we go. Where is it? I found them. I'm trying to find the note here. I got it, dude. Hold on. I got you, man. Okay. Yes, you can tell that... Damn, everyone's really quiet, hanging on my words. I like this.
Oh, no, we're yeah.
I got shit.
Let's hear this plot.
Okay.
This orc lore.
Yeah.
This orc lore. Oh, damn it. I just hit the button and it just skipped ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You're killing me!
When the gods skip
aren't you like a computer guy?
I'm a computer guy. Looking at tracks. I'm kind of looking around to see if I could figure out what caused the explosions. Because,
I mean, in my experience, these bad orcs, they're just like usually the stab and throw torches type. I don't know what's blowing up over here. We heard that from far away.
Okay, yeah, you can just tell. I mean, it's probably spell casting, fire spells, fireball spells, all the way.
Oh, shit.
That's not
magic
good.
Orcs.
You actually see Trafer pull out a little notebook and make a little note about that.
Okay, I found it here. All right, you can definitely tell that this is a war tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And with that roll, you've heard rumors of something having to do with bones and breaker. Bone breaker, breaker of bones, breaking of bones, bone break, broken, something to that extent.
I don't know why it sounds painful.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pleasant.
I recognize those roots. That's the Broke Bone Mountain tribe.
Oh, that's good. I'm really good at hunting orcs in mountains.
Oh, I love war tribes. It's always so great when the family gets together and we have all the muscles and the strength.
I mean, well, yeah, but not guy? If they're, like, burning down your village.
Also, just to clarify, was Magnus able to find the any remains of the goblin hunter? Before?
No.
Okay. There's hope yet.
Well, I think that, thank goodness, we got a couple of dwarfs here, expert orc hunters around, and Abby, we got two.
Man, we gotta talk about these presuppositions of races.
No, look.
This is a whole thing. I noticed a lot of this coming out of your mouth. That
okay,
like,
no, look, there's good orcs. Look, there's different kinds of orcs.
Right? Now, don't even start with that you're one of the good ones shit, all right? I'm totally...
Just start leaving.
Wow, that was racist.
I mean, like, look, I've been trying.
Kinds of orcs. It's so strange, this little man.
I've been trying to talk to the guy, because like he's not bad at heart. He's just like he's got a real fucked up.
I don't get out a lot. I don't
a little misguided, but he's got good spirit.
Yeah, and good aim.
Therapy.
Seriously, though. Seriously, I'm gonna work on that shit.
All right. You know, you live in the mountains by yourself for a while, and it's just.
So does like short range take out a red hat?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Make my mountains great again. Oh my
geez, nuts. No, he doesn't. He doesn't accept any form of government. He just lives by himself.
Oh god, he's an animal. He's a libertarian.
Libertarian dwarf.
Hold on. Is Short Round carrying a bug out bag?
I mean, he's basically wearing everything he owns.
Did you call him Short Round?
I totally did.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
It's Short Range.
I mean,
maybe it should be Short Round.
We're all thinking Short Round, but anyway.
which was also a very racist character. Let's just acknowledge that. But
yes.
Dr. Jones. The rest of the time he's like trying to track these orcs, he's just going on and on about tort reform.
Oh my god.
Less government, I'm telling you. More privacy.
It's about me, by myself, and everything's fine.
Did Short Range just turn into the Ron Swanson of the group?
Oh, that bow there, that's solid you.
Oh, yeah, that's solid you, bow. I mean, I made this myself. People who buy things are idiots.
All right, so now I'm going to put it on the rails for a little bit. Y'all magically get on the boat and start heading upriver some more.
All right.
Okay, and when you do, you come across this, the nicest way to say it, very kind of a neighborhood.
They're banjo players. Musicians.
They're bards in these parts.
I kind of like this place. I don't know.
It's all boggy. It's mud everywhere. The beach that is there, it's more muddy than actually sand. Maybe a mixture of both. A lot of the houses are up on stilts, and there's some planks, some bridges just to go over some creeks that are in the neighborhood there.
A coincidence. Mud is Short Range's favorite terrain.
Hey,
no, it's actually mountains. I mean, you know.
No, my preferred is swamp. Natural explorer for
hell
swamp.
Yeah.
Oh well, then
all right. So then y'all see orcs and half orcs just hanging out there. You have reached your next destination of Davin's Post. On the Blackwater shore, a village comes into view. The squat buildings look foul. The wood from which they were built is pitch black. The thatching is moist and slimy, running down the walls from some of the huts. A long wooden bridge connects both river shores. The construction hops from one small island to the next. It looks much like the buildings, blackened, rickety, and haphazard.
Okay, I'm going to ask Magnus, because I guess the other two in command are still tripping out.
Hey, this place, I mean, God, I feel weird, because like, I'm a half-orc, you're a half-orc, and we just got on Short Range for just some position shit, but like, is this place usually an orc town, or are they missed these raiders, or what's up?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm looking at it, and I see the settlement. I think to myself, you know, I give this about a 5 out of 10. It's not really good, is it? It doesn't make sense.
It was like a jockstrap.
I mean, yeah, it's a little slapped together, but...
The town's here for support?
I guess that's why we're supposed to set up a base and not just, like, take up camp.
My guess is that this is going to involve the arcane magic explosions. That's probably why they're in this vicinity, is the people who actually do that, like, this preferred area.
I mean, do we want to kind of, like, scout in a little bit and just make sure? I mean, you know, crack it, boom, you'll probably have no problem just, like, talking to these guys. Us, they may kind of side a fancy pants over here. I don't know, I'm making a sideways look, but...
Well, orcs from different tribes, I would imagine they'd still see as an enemy.
Who do you reckon we should send in, then?
Has Staleon feeling any better yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was only for 10 minutes, right?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I need to take one of the orcs with me, but I put on my helm of comprehend languages.
Okay.
So I know what is being said.
I'll walk with you.
All right. Does there look to be like a main building, like a ranger's outpost or a trading spot or a... God, not to be stereotypical, but like a bar.
There's not a bar, but there is an inn.
All right, well.
And that has a bar. Does that count?
Yeah, I think that'll be the place we all want to go.
The prices are always insane.
Well, as soon as the boat starts pulling in, you see a couple of fishermen or fisher people, fisher orcs, god dang it, hanging out there, and they see your patrol boat, and immediately they just start trying to pull their nets into their boat, and then you see them take off running into their little hut, and they shut the door behind them. Mm-hmm. A couple other guys are over there with spear fishing on the bridge, and they immediately stop and just kind of scowl at y'all. You do see a couple of the orcs there walking through the little streets, roadways, and like kids hide behind their parents or whatever. The parents are just kind of eyeballing y'all, just sizing everybody up on the boat.
You think they're friendly?
I mean, it looks real friendly.
They haven't shot us yet.
Yet.
Imagine they wouldn't use their children to be on the front lines here. I'll just speak in Orcish, ask if we can speak to someone of a higher authority.
When you talk to them in Orcish, they talk back to you in Orcish, but with like a ginormous southern twang. It's hard for you to understand.
I understand like it.
Power, but as an orc.
It's the Orcish version of Cajun.
Can I understand it with my comprehend languages?
You certainly can. You hear him talking like Kelsey Grammer.
Yes. You want to go over to the inn. There's a good place for you to start. As soon as you're done talking to whomever there, there's also Oldham's Mansion, which is clear across on the eastern side of town. You'll see the home all by itself. And don't forget to check out the church. It's right dead center of everybody. Now, whatever you do, watch out for Fex. All right? He's on the northern side of town, and we just tend to steer clear of him. He's a very suspicious cat out there.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Mind you, also, be careful with the locals here. We're very suspicious of newcomers. But tell you what, once you establish yourselves, I'm pretty sure everybody will be a little bit more open. It's just, you know, new people, and plus, I mean, you have a pretty decked out rig there. We don't really see that kind of thing here. Although lately, we haven't seen quite a few running back and forth up and down the river here. More of our people on those things, but yeah, that's neither here nor there. They just zip on by. They don't even stop here. And that's been going on for the past 2 weeks now.
Thank you.
Wow, he was very informative.
Crack-a-boom, can you tell him thank you for me?
I tell him thank you. But I'd turn back. If they've been having people coming to and from passing this civilization, then maybe this isn't where we need to be to figure out what happened to the Goblin City.
I mean, look, there's crazy people in all towns. Just because everybody else is friendly doesn't mean there's like not like a group of six guys that decided that it was, you know, I'm hungry for goblin.
Would six people be able to take down an entire city?
It's a town full of goblins, pal.
I like you thinking about as a Tropic Thunder. What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
I think this is a good enough place to start the investigation.
You know, before we start, how about a beer break?
I think that's called for you.
No, I had a beer break when my character went crazy. Yeah. But yeah, I think everybody else should have one.
Okay, I just need a refill. That's
I mean, here's the honest truth. I went ahead and switched to my headphones with the long cord, so I can walk to the fridge.
I'm having a beer break right now.
Right. Life is a beer break.
I've been drinking this whole time. I actually started drinking 10 minutes before I got on the call because I know how it is.
Tyler, lay it on us, man. Tell us all about Misrolled Adventures. Give us a spot.
We play in 5th edition Faerun, but currently a pretty drastic change from a module of a Horde of the Dragon Queen. Mm-hmm. We have been playing this for roughly about 2 years, so the players are very well in depth with their characters going from level 1 to where they are now.
Okay, so then you started off playing the Horde of the Dragon Queen and then it just kind of veered away from that or kind of stayed in that same world, that realm?
It's kind of veered away from it. The world itself isn't natural Faerun. I've only used the first continent from the book and then created the rest of the world after it. Because none of us had played. None of us. I had never DM'd or anything, so I was just going by the book and slowly adding in my own homebrewed elements to it and changing things along. At this point, they're not even in the continent of Faerun anymore. They're off the books solving a problem for one of their players. So,
how long have y'all been doing it?
We've been playing it since December of 2016.
Damn, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, and you gotta have like a huge library on YouTube.
Yeah, we've been recording for a long time. but I swear the audio gets better. Initially, it was just us sitting at a table with a single microphone.
Yeah, that is every show's tagline.
Yeah, exactly.
The audio gets better.
I swear the audio gets better.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Tyler, thank you very much for hanging out with us, man.
I'm glad to be here. Always fun to play.
And Trafer, welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
It's good to be back, guys. Yeah, I had a lot of fun last week. We're gonna get on this shit, you know, just like grip and rip it.
Good crack of the beer right there.
My buddy Short Range over here finally made it into the call. Some of us is always late. I was coming up short.
I'm Jonathan, also known as the Mad Maker, also known as the producer over at the Mercenaries of Mischief, twitch.tv/Mercs of Mischief. And I'm here with my Dungeon Master, Sean, also known as Puck, also known as the Dungeon Master, over at Mercs of Mischief. We're on YouTube too, of course, because we've got about 2 years worth of episodes now. We do two shows a week. They take place in the same world, in this contrivance that has been created by Puck over there, of a adventuring academy that we were originally supposed to be rebuilding. And I mean, we have rebuilt the physical place, but as far as the academy goes, we're constantly getting pulled into world-ending quests.
There's always something else.
There's always something. So, but yeah, we got Mercs of Mischief on Sunday nights, Too Many Warlocks on Monday nights. It's called that because it was originally an all warlock cast, but you know, characters turn over, so it's now about 50% warlocks, which seems like the right amount. We have to change the name.
We'll change the show to the right amount of warlocks.
Yeah. And we just spun off a sister channel for stuff that's not quite D&D related, like gaming and podcasts. We're starting a new podcast that's all part of a giant scheme to pressure the McElroy brothers into guest starring on the Mercs of Mischief, so fingers crossed for that. But we've had some awesome guest stars in the past. We've had Joe Cat, we've had Dingo Doodles, your narrator, who's an awesome VR gaming YouTuber, and I think this is the first time we've actually guest starred on someone else's thing, is it, Sean?
Yeah, like this is our first time out on like somebody else's stuff.
Thanks. Welcome. Yeah,
usually we ask people to come to our house.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one ever asks us. Oh.
We asked you last week, sir.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they're on to us.
Oh, just like, yeah, what do you know? Oh, yeah. Shit.
So what we were doing a thing? What was going on?
We're going to the inn, I think.
Yeah, we're going to the inn at this orcish swamp village thing.
I'm sure.
Well, we got 15 minutes to do it, guys.
All right. Well, let's run.
I was just saying, it's not that far away.
Okay. So let me see. I can put it on the rails for a little bit if y'all want.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're the Meister.
Okay. So here's what you find out. You have to speak with the local leader. His name is Koman, but the official title is Obam. Obam Koman. And he negotiates with y'all, tells you that
you can build your beachfront. However, we want a fresh food source for Davenport.
And so he asks y'all to go hunting for trolls. Hmm. And in doing so, y'all have to also go with his sister. She has to go with y'all. And this is a dubious honor to the locals. And while you are there in the inn, you talk to Cardwina. Let me see. Oh, here, just a real quick description of the inn. A mouthwatering, smoky scent wafts out of the two-story building. Several crooked beams support the upper floor's outer walls, showing varying discoloration. A weathered sign above the door says Cardwina's Inn below some winding sculpture. So, long story short, you go inside, you talk to Cardwina, and she looks burly, more so than other female half-orcs, and she always has a grin on her face.
You're still my beating heart.
She's definitely bold, a lot friendlier than a lot of the other townsfolk as well. The kitchen is in the center of the room, enclosed in sideboards. Around the kitchen stand, the tables and chairs, a lot of stuffed river creatures hang from the walls, slowly decomposing in the humid environment. Despite the preservatives, the room features a small stage, which hasn't been used in a long time. karaoke. Two staircases lead to the upper levels where Carduina hosts guests. Likewise, most of the rooms haven't seen use in years. She tells you a couple of things, that there's a Crimson Keeper, a gigantic octopus that gobbled up a fishing boat not too long ago.
Oh, yeah.
If you talk to Dumi the blacksmith, he offers a bounty for it. MC the Obom is on the lookout for something in Davin's post. His goons question people, search random houses, and stand watch on busy intersections. An unwanted guest squats in one of her rooms, and she'll make it worth your while if you can deal with the problem. They found another corpse missing its eyes in the streets, probably another fool who angered the cause, as the populace calls the swampy ravens, or the swamp ravens. And she mentions the lurker. The lurker spoke to Carduina during the last sermon, a great honor for her. Not only did the lurker praise her for her dedication, she also was told that Ugmarsh has a thing for her. So again, the side quest right now is clear out one of the rooms upstairs. There's a drunk male gnome who hasn't paid rent in weeks and threatens to turn Carduina into a toad if she doesn't supply him with food and ale. The last thugs Carduina sent up after this guy, Jux, the bastard turned into icicles using Cone of Cold. And she promises all of you free room and board and lodging if you get rid of this guy.
I'll take care of him. I have a way with people.
Hey, Noah. Carduina, I happen to have a little bit of experience in hunting down magic users. I actually wrote a whole backstory for my character here, but you know, it's probably not going to come into play because we're only here for a couple episodes. But I really just got one question.
I'm real deep and complex, guys, for serious, for real.
it's there. It's just like there's not enough time to get into it. But
we'll put really on the web.
I have one question. Is there a Mr. Carduina?
Oh, there is not.
All right, I'll grab him by the collar and drag him up towards the gnome.
All right. Yep. See you later.
Knock on the door. Be like, okay, half pint, time to pay up.
Boom.
What?
I said I can't hear you from down there. It's like I'm a dwarf. He's not that much shorter than me.
But it's so rare that you can use that.
If you want me, come and get me.
Oh, hang on now. You got to buy me dinner first.
Come on. Yes.
Pulling the axe off my back and kicking in the door.
I'm standing off to the side when the cone of cold comes in, so I'm not blasted.
In the spirit of my ancestor, Leroy Jenkins.
What level do you think you are? Maybe like 4 or 5 spells.
Too late. The door's been kicked in. People. Can't knock it out anymore.
Okay.
All right, so who's up there?
Oh, Trafer's definitely up there.
I am also up there because I was knocking on the door.
CNB is up against the wall.
Okay.
Marlena's hanging back down.
We're
away,
all up there.
Just listening.
Everybody,
no, I'm still cast. Down.
Okay. You're still down. How are you still down?
No, I'm still what? Downstairs.
Oh, you're still downstairs. You sound like you're like,
yeah, Marlena's
down
downstairs too. Just
okay, Izzelcore, roll me a D10.
10.
That's how many extra permanent hit points you have now after taking Shadow Tar.
Sweet.
Wow.
Hey, don't bogart that Shadow Tar, man.
Hang on. So, like, am I still, like, in that state where I can't cast spells or I have to speak gibberish?
No, that was only for 4 or 6 minutes, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Been hours.
You've been staying quiet the whole time?
Yeah.
Dude. No, I said 6 minutes, dog. All right. So, okay. Anyway, who all's upstairs? It doesn't matter. All of you do a dexterity saving throw, please.
I got one of them.
Well, I'm at 16 least at advantage.
18 for Thalion.
Natural 20.
Okay.
That's so 11 for 21. Magnus.
Okay, so that's going to be as a fireball heads towards everybody. That's going to be
so much for Kona Cold.
Right. This is better, technically.
12.
Better for us.
Let's see, 14, 16, 19. That's going to be 27 points of fiery, toasty damage to everybody who got below a 19.
Dick.
Okay, so. Probably right.
Below a 19, you said? Or below 9?
19, 19.
27?
Yeah, 27, you get half damage.
All right. Okay.
Well, half.
How many points of damage? 2?
Half.
Half of what? 2?
Hold on, I gotta roll a thing here.
So 13.
So who's the closest creature to me?
Everybody, right? Everyone's over at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who would you say, who here thinks they're the closest?
Probably me.
Okay. I'm gonna attack you.
Oh
shit!
You see, Trafer suddenly, as he jumps out of the way, but takes sort of the side damage from this fireball, and as his eyes turn red and he flies into berserker mode, the curse of his axe takes over, and he attacks you with a good old.
Or do we just kind of go?
Well, he attacks you with a 17. So does that hit your AC?
Yeah.
Okay. He flips the fuck out, and you take 10. Nope. There's a line on that. You take 13 points of damage.
Ouch.
Hey. So at this point, I want to quickly kick the door closed and then like run inside with this gnome and be like, look, man, I don't know what you're up to, but my friend just fucking snapped. So
make that two friends, because I fly into a rage and I just let out this thunder.
Rage off! Yes!
And then two becomes three.
my friends out there, they're about to lose their shit. And I'm going to go out the window, man, because it's time to, it is like, get the fuck out of here o'clock. And you need to decide what you're going to do. Whatever this was about before, it's about something different now.
I'm re-kicking the door open.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. You know what? I forgot. When I'm in a rage, there's also a bonus. Attack. But that one's a 15. Does that hit your AC?
Yeah.
Oh, so in addition, yeah, there's another 11 points on that.
Oh my God.
Wait, if you're raging, isn't that like 6 points?
Well, yeah, if you're raging, you'll take half, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
he's raging, yeah, right now, yeah.
Because it is just...
It's Let me get this straight. So the dwarf closes the door, is talking to this gnome, and then the gnome sees the door fly open again with a half-orc?
Half-orc just wailing.
On the orc, as the orc is running for the gnome.
Yeah, once I get within like 20 feet, I'm just going to crack both of my whips at him, just try to like wrap it around him.
Go for it.
Family just right. Walks back downstairs.
Just so that way I have advantage.
I told you, it was get the fuck out of here o'clock.
Natural 20 on the first. And 25 on the second. Or no, sorry, 21 on the second. I missed up that number as a 19.
Okay, roll that damage.
Okay, so with each crack of the whip, there's just the thunderous boom of up to 120 feet, or up to 100 feet. So there's just two thunder booms upstairs. four plus essentially seven. So he takes 7 points of, what is this, bludgeoning? What is this damage? Is it slashing? What is that?
Let's go with slashing.
It is slashing. And then it's 2 points of thunder damage and another 9 points of total damage.
Okay, now we're going to double that because of that natural 20.
Oh, right.
So what's the total on that?
For the natural 20, it would be 18 points in total, and then another 9.
Then another 9?
Yeah, so 27.
You shatter both of his legs clean off, as well as one of his arms.
Oh shit, I told you!
Assassinated very quickly.
I hope you can cast spells with one arm, because you're fucked!
Oh, shit. At this point, I'll just pick him up by the one arm. We're leaving.
Toss him out the window.
Wait, we're supposed to get money from him.
For the record, I don't know how turn orders go in here, because I love that we don't roll initiative, but whenever possible, I'm attacking the next closest creature.
All right.
I'm not there anymore, thank God.
Okay, well,
Thaleon's going to go downstairs and put the bartender at ease that everything is being peacefully taken care of.
Are you kidding me? I'm already down there, and I'm asking the nice orc lady for a glass of water because my head is killing me.
I want to be clear, because I did roll another wisdom saving roll, and it was a critical fail.
Okay. Oh, I would say instead of the one closest to you, it would be the smallest one near you.
All right, Shorty.
I want to reach out with one hand, and I want to look my friend in the eye, and I want to say, "Hey, big guy, sun's getting real low."
Well, wait a minute, though.
Okay, well, with the 17, do I cut off that hand?
Well, here's the thing, is that, yeah, with a 17, the smallest one near you would have to be the gnome, because it's already missing, you know, two legs and an arm.
Okay.
And you know what? You caught the whiff of blood.
No words are coming out, just grunts and growls. So yeah, with that 17, I'm gonna run over there, and if that hits, that's gonna do an ugly 13 points of damage. And then with the second attack, that would be a 12.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. Beats it. Nice.
That's gonna do another 10.
Okay. So here's what you need to describe: the first hit, how it kills him, and then describe the second hit, like, after you've killed him.
That first hit, he basically runs straight in and does a cleave straight. I mean, the guy's already, or the individual is already stunned from these other attacks. So I think goes straight through the skull and probably halfway through the chest. Because it is a real great axe, man, I'm telling you guys. And then the second attack comes, and it kind of goes in sideways in a similar fashion, sort of at a diagonal, 45-degree angle. And then, since it's dead already and we're out of mechanics, a third attack comes from the other 45-degree angle, and a fourth attack. And by the time you get done, there's kind of a torso with just chunks sticking out of the hips. And,
hey, Kraken Boop, sorry, that was weird, man. Like, all of a sudden, like, everything kind of went red, and you seemed like you were coming at me,
measure, I crack the whip against you.
Oh, God, oh, no! All right,
Don't hit him again. It could happen again.
And I think short range, or he turns over to short range. And
hey, bud, I know you're kind of looking to get paid here, but this is a thing I think we need to. This is the sort of thing I'm supposed to report back about. I feel like this axe has got something going on with it.
No kidding. Look, I wanted to talk to you about this before. This is why we can't go to IHOP anymore.
I mean,
especially a night shift. We were having a nice breakfast. You stubbed your toe, and now we can't go to IHOP anymore.
All right. Well, first of all, if you weren't all like, if you weren't as discriminatory, you wouldn't have such a problem with Waffle House. This is fine.
Okay. But, well, look, we can talk about my feelings about Waffle House another day. You need to get your axe in check.
Yeah, and I think about this point, because, you know, it's a good narrative point for these guys to make their way out. I think he kind of goes back down to, like, Thelion, and,
hey, look, so, I'm sorry, but, we kind of got to, I got a situation that I'm supposed to, it's exactly the sort of thing I'm supposed to be looking out for, so, we may have to bail on this mission.
Did you get the guy out of his room?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, they're still in there, but they're not going to be an issue.
What Major Blunt doesn't know won't hurt him.
Yeah. Fair.
Well, we won't report this as a liberty incident, and we'll just keep going.
If you've got a shovel and a mop, I can get him out.
shovel and a bucket.
Liberty incident. Holy shit, dude.
I'm sure this is just like a temporary situation. If you ever want us on future missions, we'd be happy to join you again.
He's going to recover from this. He'll be all right.
But temporary. Between you and me, I think there's something going on with this axe. I mean, because it's like, this is a real cool axe. It's not great anymore. Too cool.
Just get a new axe, man. Jesus Christ.
I swear to God, if you try to take this thing away from me, I will fucking slice you in half.
So while all this is going on, Carduina
just shouting from upstairs.
Carduina just like smirks, and so whenever Trafer starts walking down, she throws him a towel so he can wipe off the evidence. And she's like, "Hey there, big guy. Let me start you off with a free square meal. What do you say?"
Aww. Yeah.
Free food? Nobody's going to turn that down.
Whatever you got to offer, I don't think I would turn down.
Oh.
So she presents you with some troll bits as well as...
is that what she calls them?
Man, you don't get this kind of cooking up north.
Haven't had good troll bits in a while.
and then she also hands you a blue sash. And she says, "Listen, I need a partner here. This place, we get some creeps like that. You sound like exactly what I need around here." And she offers you a job.
I guess if it means staying around in your subservience, wouldn't be too opposed to that. I do have to check back on this thing, but we'll be back in like a week, and I'd love to take that position, or frankly, any position you're willing to present.
She says, "I know them all."
What does a gray orc look like when they blush?
Gray.
Purple.
Yeah.
Purple.
So that, he looks like that.
Aw.
And scene. Made an orc blush tonight, guys.
And short range walks into the sea.
All right, so real quick, you're supposed to go take care of the food source. And so the head honcho has you go hunting for trolls. And seeing as how we're 7 minutes over, I'm going to make this real quick. Everybody roll a d20. And
Bailey, I'm going to four.
Four.
Natural 20. Trafer got a 7.
Cool.
Crack and boom. Rolled a natural 20.
Oh, yeah. Texas style. All right, next. Short range.
Short range got a 14.
Weasel core.
Got an 11.
Magnus.
Magnus got 10.
And Merlina.
16.
Okay. So 10 and below, y'all lost half your hit points. And Thalion, you lost a bit of your ear.
Aw, man. It only adds to my Mysterio, my mysterious air.
And then everybody from 11 to 16, you lose about a quarter of your hit points.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
When you say a half and a quarter, are you talking of the max or of what's left?
Of what's left.
Oh, okay, good. That would determine a little bit.
I have 30. 1/4 of a hit point left.
You guys have been keeping count.
32 hits from that fucking from another orc.
And then crack and boom with a natural 20. You're the hero of the hour. The sister was about to die when she was surrounded by trolls, and you viciously finished them off and were able to get her the hell out of there. It was totally epic, man.
You were incredible.
before Trafer and Short Range go on their way,
hey, man, crack and boom, let me just say, look, I adhere to the traditional orcish values, and so, I'm gonna be out for a bit. I'm definitely gonna hit that when I get back, but, while I'm gone, if that's the thing, I'm not gonna be the jealous type. We can still be bros.
Yeah, okay.
That got weird.
Yeah, that's how we leave it. Leave it on weird.
It's just this eerie silence.
Awkward pause.
Hello, darkness.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
The synchronicity.
I know. We harmonize, yeah.
The dwarves have the same sense of humor.
This is the magic of D&D. Complete strangers can fall in line within the
course. Stereotyping because it works.
Exactly.
Zoom high five. High five.
Zoom high five.
Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out and playing with us for a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This was a lot of fun. Would be happy to come back anytime.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
Cool.
No problem.
And yeah, we'll get some of you guys over into the Avalon Knights Academy one of these days.
Yeah,
on twitch.tv/mercifulmischief.
Jake has already told me multiple times that he wants to be the first.
Yeah.
He's so speechless.
He keeps, yeah, no, I remember him mentioning that last week. He was like, I definitely want to be on camera as soon as possible.
I want to be shown in HD.
Right? Can we broadcast in 4K, please?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, yeah, again, thank you so much. Yeah, there's tons of content here. Again, I think the primary thing is that, number one, we all had fun. The secondary thing is, like, I left a ton of content still in the adventure itself, and I would definitely recommend playing this for everyone's tables. If not, then at least your own, because this is definitely a blast. There are some things that I've deviated from intentionally, again, just to leave more content for anybody listening out there to enjoy what we have here.
Yeah, this is an awesome module. I would definitely see playing this. I could see this making a great show or home game.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a lot more serious, but given the context of how we're playing it.
What we always do.
You wanted Apocalypse Now, you got Tropic Thunder.
A serious campaign never survives contact with the players.
Especially our players. Our channel is called The Mercs of Mischief. That's not a serious dungeon delver name, if you can, you know, make your own assumption. Oh,
bunch of goofballs over here.
Bunch of goofballs. Oh yeah, over on Twitch, twitch.tv/mercsofmischief. I'm gonna plug myself every time you stop talking.
You hear the word.
Know that. That's how I work.
Yeah, go for it.
So yeah, mercsofmischief.tv, also Mom's Trash.
Okay, great. So anyway, Miss World Adventures, tell us about you.
We've lost Kitty.
Well, we're picking up two shows again. We have Double Time and Great God's War. Double Time's a different kind of unique take on a one-to-one podcast where we have to switch roles, DM and player every real hour. So a lot of it's just improvised and gets pretty nuts.
Cool.
Sounds crazy.
I want to say that is an ambitious undertaking, and the fact that you've been able to keep it going is impressive.
It really is.
We have traveled to hell several times.
Oh, so everyone's been married once before, huh?
At least.
Yep. You did the boat.
No, man. I've been single and happy my whole life.
When as his bottom lip begins to quiver, like
I'm so alone. I have two cats. I'm a single man with two cats.
Hey, better two cats than two kids with baby mama drama, dude. Just saying.
Just saying. I'll take a word on that.
Yes, please do. I wouldn't
I'll put take that my on my furry enemy. Children any day over the real kind.
Alright, I am out of here.
Alright, man. Alex, thank you so much, man.
Not a whole lot.
Great meeting you.
Thanks. You too. Yeah. Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Alright, until next time.